Well, I thought I had reasonable experience in watching other people, like Ron McCauley, who was the chair of the department. I'd also paid some attention to the leadership of the clinical departments when I was at Queen's. So I remember Larry Wilson. He was later the chair and later the dean. But when I was there, he was an internist and the chair of the intern committee. But I learned some leadership things from Larry. I learned from Ford Connell, who was a cardiologist and the head of cardiology and head of medicine when I was there, who was just a very strong, responsive consultant cardiologist. But he was also head of the department there. And then when I got to Western, I watched Ian evolve as a chairman and struggle with a lot of the decisions that have to be made. And I guess because we were on the same team clinically and we overlapped a fair bit in terms of time together, I was aware of some of the good things and some of the bad things about being a department chair. So I think I thought I had at least some awareness of what being a chair was about. And I was the last 2 years I was at Western then, I was the director of the One Family Medical Center after Andy Hunter left. And so there was a search for another head director of the center, and I got that position. So I moved from that position into the head of the division at Dalhousie. And after a couple of years, we had that enhanced to be a department. And I was a professor of the department there and chair of the department.
When I was looking at when I look at people's careers, I have a friend who teaches, he's full professor of philosophy at the University of Alberta, and he does it because he likes to teach, but he got dragged kicking and screaming into chairing the department finally. You didn't kick and scream, right? I mean, was it what attracted you to, or what did, I guess it's, I mean, I think there are people who take on those roles because they're builders and they, or they're going to make a, they see the importance of taking on an administrative function like that in terms of building the discipline and so on. What made you want to do
Well,
that?
I thought I had an understanding of education, given my training and what I'd been doing, and I had a reasonable experience of clinical practice. And I thought I had something to offer in terms of organizing a department to meet the needs of an academic department in a medical school. Having said that, I mean, there were those of us in family practice were pretty much new boys on the street. And I can remember being told by a senior colleague at Western, who was John Collins, who was eventually became head of a department of obstetrics and gynecology. I remember him saying to me at a meeting at Western, "Why don't you guys just stop worrying about getting family practice recognized and realize that you're here and get on with the job?" And that had an impact on me. I thought he's probably right. Because most of the people sitting around the table wanted family practice to do well. It was to their benefit to have good family doctors, whatever discipline they were. And one of the stories that Ian McWhinney ran into very early on was he was trying to get family practice in the clerkship, and he was asking for something like a day and a half or something like that in the curriculum for family practice. And he was at a committee meeting that involved the head of medicine, the head of all this, and they were giving him an awful hard time. "We can't give up our time. I've been trying to get that time for surgery or for whatever it was for years. I'm not just going to hand it over," and all this. And there was a fairly clinically oriented, not very academic department head from one of the hospitals in radiology on that committee. And he said, wait a minute, because Ian described it. What are you guys talking about? Here we went all the way across the ocean to recruit a professor of family medicine. And we got the guy we wanted. And he's here asking us for a day and a half of the curriculum, and we're giving him a hard time.
Good.
You know, and they stopped, and the, you know, he came away from the meeting getting a little bit of curriculum time. And that, those are the kinds of fights that that had to happen in the academic
world. Right. No, that's interesting.